Apollo 10 Houston. We'd like to update your landing cue card. You'll pass 90,000 feet at 0626. Over.
Roger.
Roger, thank you. I guess we have a go for power alarm here to separate Miss Finn.
That's affirmative 10. You are a go for fire arm.
Okay. Okay, we're showing set time.
Roger 10, go ahead.
Okay, we'll go ahead and separate it about 30 seconds early. At 44:30. RCS transfer to
command. I think separation was nominal.
Roger 10, we copy.
This is Apollo Control. Good separation has been confirmed. Apollo 10 just crossing the West Australian coast in a long track toward the splashdown point, 350 nautical miles east of Pango Pango, American Samoa. Leaving air ground live for any transmissions that do take place prior to entry and beginning of blackout.
Houston, that was a good step.
Roger 10, we confirm a good step.
What happened there was it had started our EMS, and I wonder how to reinitialize that. Did we run all the way through the test pack?
Stand by, we're going to answer for you.
This is Apollo Control, present altitude 1,385 nautical miles.
Apollo 10 Houston on the EMS situation. Best thing to do is to go counterclockwise on your switch back around to test 5, then advance to the next non-exit skip pattern.
Roger.
Reset your range and your V0 and you're ready to go again, over.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control.
Right now.
Roger 10, we copy.
This is Apollo Control. The discussion has to do with the entry monitor system in which a visual display is given to the crew for scribing the entry range to go from entry interface. Apparently the thing has sorted itself out. A certain amount of levity here in the control room as the recovery plot television display shows the Red Baron on station. This is Apollo Control. The Red Baron has been replaced now by the Apollo Range Instrumented Aircraft, Araya number 5. However, the small sketch of an airplane that's laid out on the recovery plot strangely looks like a Sopwith Camel.
Okay, Houston, we're approaching the entry attitude.
Roger 10.
Well, we're done up here in entry attitude. It's just compensating for a little water boiler, y'all. Houston, could we have a mark at 5 minutes to RRT, over.
Roger, mark 5 minutes at the RRT.
And we're all set up in EMS configuration, ready to go, and I believe it's going to work.
Roger, we copy.
And we're in P63, I'm sure you can read it on your disky, and R to go is decreasing, and VI is increasing, everything looks good, over.
Roger, 10. Apollo 10, we missed your mark at 5 minutes, 4 minutes and 50 seconds coming up. Mark.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control, 4 minutes, 34 seconds to entry, 18 minutes, 34 seconds to splash. Present altitude 395 nautical. This is Apollo Control. We're estimating S-band communications blackout at 18 seconds after entry interface, which is about 3 minutes 37 seconds from this time. This is Apollo Control. Velocity now up to 35,317 feet per second, climbing about 10 feet each second or so as the display turns over. Range to go, 23,000, no, as you were. Move the decimal point over, 2,292 nautical.
Guidance looking real good from here. We'll be attempting to contact you again after blackout at 328, over.
Roger. You working through an Orion now?
Negative, not yet. We will be then, however.
Roger. Okay, the guidance is coming in. Looks good.
Roger, 10.
Apollo Control here, 35,927 feet per second, increasing rapidly. 1,845 nautical range to touchdown. Mark, 1 minute to entry interface.
Roger.
Mark, entry interface. Velocity 36,331, still increasing. Downrange to splash point, 1,315 nautical miles. We had S-band blackout on predicted time, about 17 or 18 seconds after entry interface. Estimate coming out of the blackout at 3 minutes 29 seconds after beginning or after entry interface at 400,000 feet. Maximum G loading of the spacecraft and crew will be in the neighborhood of 6.7 Gs. Drogue parachute deployment now predicted for 8 minutes 17 seconds retro elapsed time, or entry elapsed time in this case, since there has been no retro fire from a lunar return mission. All aircraft in the primary recovery area are on station. Splashdown will be approximately 25 minutes prior to local daylight in the Princeton prime recovery ship area, which is standing by on the aiming point. Likely orbiting around the aiming point rather than right on it. 2 minutes past entry interface, about a minute and 29 seconds left in blackout. Velocity now 36,363 feet per second. Apparently that was the last velocity in tracking prior to blackout. Should be out of blackout at this time. We have a first report that Samoa Rescue 1 aircraft staging out of Hickam Air Force Base has a visual contact. We have a report of visual contact from Airboss 3 on station near the Princeton. It's reported from the Princeton that they, on board the prime recovery vessel, have visual contact with Apollo 10. Apparently, that is radar contact rather than visual. No confirmation of visual at the present time.
And we've got you on TV.
I tell you, this thing is beautiful. It shows a few miles overshoot, 1.7, 1.2 cross range.
And we're pulling about 3.5 G's now, rolling right 60 degrees, and we're practically on top of the target. EMS has reached 21 miles to go.
Coming down, looks like I guess we're about 150 K right now.
Roger 10, we're waiting for you. Apollo 10 Houston, you're coming in broken, but we still have you visual, over.
Reported from the prime recovery vessel Princeton that they heard a sonic boom from Apollo 10. Some more Rescue 2 aircraft has S-band contact. A lot of speculation as to whether the item in the television picture from the ship is actually the spacecraft or the service module. Recovery aircraft 3 has a visual with the spacecraft on parachutes. Lookout on board the Princeton reports sighting the spacecraft on the main parachutes. We're still about 25 minutes away from sunrise at the Princeton. Reported from photographic aircraft in the area that all three chutes are deployed, which is quite obvious from the television coming from the prime recovery vessel. It's early twilight, early morning dawn at the ship. Still enough daylight to see the spacecraft. And we had splashed down at 192 hours, 3 minutes, 25 seconds approximately. Spacecraft is in stable one, that is apex up. About 4 miles estimated from the Princeton.
Boss, try to engage the main chute. Hello. Photo 1, welcome.
There, Boss 3, we have two drogue chutes in sight.
Boss 3, the drogue chutes are from U0.
7-5, estimating at 7 miles. They're coming down there at about 7,000 feet now.
Latest estimate now, 3 miles from the Princeton.
bridge from Boss, are you reading? Over.
This is Apollo Control. Recovery helicopter number 3 is presently on approach to drop swimmers. The swim team, the first one to go out in the jumping order, will be Bosun's Mate First Class J.L. Boisvert of Imperial Beach, California, who was also involved in Apollo 6 recovery. Second man out will be Seaman Michael G. Mallory of Alderwood Manor, Washington. Number 3 man out will be Lieutenant Junior Grade Wesley T. Chesser of Arlington, Virginia. We'll rejoin what readable conversation there is between Air Boss and the crew of Apollo 10 through the carrier.
This is Air Boss, Roger. First aircraft in the area will be back up. Aircraft will see if we can work on the probe chute and we get it relocated.
Recovery 3 moving into position for dropping the first swimmer. Recovery 3 is piloted by Commander Charles B. Smiley of Chula Vista, California. Co-pilot is Lieutenant J. Scott Walker of Long Beach, California, who was also involved in the Apollo 8 recovery operation.
Our swimmer's in the water with the sea anchor, approximately 30 feet from the command module and approaching at this time.
First swimmer has jumped into the water.
1,500 yards to make a search for the drogue chute area and snag if possible.
Thanks, everyone. Welcome.
This is Apollo Control. We have confirmation that all three swimmers are in the water.